Tonight, the president, whose name appears multiple times in the newly released Epstein emails, is now calling for his own administration to investigate several high-profile Democrats mentioned in the files as the House moves closer to forcing even more records to be released. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's following the president's directive, confirming she has asked the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York to take the lead. That office prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell and indicted Jeffrey Epstein before his death by suicide. Social media today, Trump writing that he will ask the Attorney General, the DOJ, and FBI to investigate, quote, Jeffrey Epstein's involvement and relationship with Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, and Reid Hoffman.
Do you believe that president should be able to order investigations?
Sure. I mean, I'm the chief law enforcement officer of the country. Not that I want to use that, but I am considered the chief law enforcement agent in the country, and I'm allowed to do it.
Clinton traveled to Epstein's plane on multiple occasions after his presidency, but says he was unaware of Epstein's crimes and never visited Epstein's private island. The former president has not been accused of any wrongdoing. In one 2011 email, Epstein writing, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Unnamed victim spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned. The president has denied any allegations of wrongdoing. And earlier this year, the DOJ and FBI said their review, quote, did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Next week, dozens of House Republicans are expected to break with the president and vote to demand the release of the FBI's full Epstein files.